Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. It's me again. It's Tuesday and I'm coming in hot with another episode. So today I'm actually having a conversation. It's not an interview, but I'm having a conversation with my best friend. I've known her for 16 years now, and we basically grew up together in the most important years of our lives, let's say. When I moved to Canada, she became my friend very, very near after that. And yeah, so we just kind of talk about our whole journey of high school. She shares her experiences, I share my experiences, traumatic experiences. And we talk about what we did after, all the travelings that we did together, the hippie life that we used to live. And this conversation went on for a really long time, so I'm going to put it in two parts. The first part's going to be our high school experience and a little bit after that, and then we're going to talk about when we moved to Australia and lived the hippie life over there. Anyways, I hope that you guys enjoy this episode. It's gonna be super chill. It's just us talking and basically catching up and just talking about our wild, wild, wild adventures growing up and being hippies. Okay, enjoy! So I actually wanted to start the podcast by saying how you were the first person to ever see me, like, especially in high school when I moved from Brazil to Canada. I was talking about this on the podcast, but I lost all my confidence because imagine moving somewhere and not being able to talk. It was like that for like a year. I couldn't speak. I felt so invisible. And our friendship brought me so much value. And I wanted to start off by saying thank you for being my life. You literally saved me in one of my darkest times. Like, I went through a lot when I first moved to Canada. And the more I've grown up and realized things and just thinking back about that time, how difficult it was, but you were such a rock in my life at the time, and I just want to say thank you, and I love you so much. Can you please introduce yourself? Say a little bit about you.
A little bit about me. Okay, well, so yeah, I guess I could start with my name if you want. I'm Danielle, but most people call me Danny. I don't know if we didn't call me Danny when we were in high school, though.
No, right? I can't remember.
We didn't call me Danny. No, I think that happened like that. I remember when it happened. So I guess now most people would refer to me as Danny, but and then I grew up in Ottawa, which is where I met Raf. Ottawa, you know, my whole family is from there, so I'm like born and raised Ottawa girl, I guess. straight up Canadian, French Canadian though, so that's kind of cool. And I lived in Ottawa for, well, I still kind of do, I guess, but
never left. Just kidding. Yeah, I dragged you outside of it.
Exactly. But yeah, so I guess what do you want to know about me? Just
anything? Well, we're going to unpack a lot of our story in this episode.
Okay.
Of our story. Our wild adventures. Oh my god. Okay, do you remember the first time we met? Do you remember?
Am I supposed to?
No, I know. I can't.
I do remember like the year that you came to our school, because I remember it was like kind of like the talk of the town, like not the talk of the town, but like I remember like people were like, oh, there's a new girl, and everyone was like talking about the new girl that like couldn't speak, I guess, French or English, right?
Speak anything.
Yeah, and then so that's all I kind of remember of you. I have like a fond memory of like one person that was kind of like hanging out, like was told to like hang out with you or like kind of like walk you around like the hallways and stuff.
Yeah, the Portuguese but, like, girl.
I remember like the Portuguese girl. Oh, was it Jessica?
No, it was another girl, but they set me up with this Portuguese girl because she could speak Portuguese and she could kind of guide me through it, yeah, everything, like through the classes and all of these things. So she was kind of my sidekick, let's say, but she was how can I say, she was like a really big nerd, so she wasn't in our crew afterwards at all. And I don't think you even know who she is.
No, maybe not. But yeah, so I guess, no, I don't really remember, like, even the first year, like, how we all started hanging out, really.
I know. So, because I moved to Canada in 2006, which is 16 years ago. Yeah. Is that right? No.
No, it's crazy.
How long is that?
More than that.
2006.
So if you moved there, 2006, so let's just, yeah, it's 16, I
think. 2022, no, yeah.
Yeah, 16, it's 16.
Okay, yeah, 16 sense. Years ago. So yeah. You are the longest friend that I've ever had. That I've ever had, I mean. Because
like that Brazil, you still have now.
That I still have, right? Yeah. Okay. Because all my friends in Brazil, maybe I moved around a lot, so maybe I have friends that I've known for 3 years there or something, 3, 4, 5 years. But you are the friend that I've had for the longest time in my life. And also, we experienced so much together.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. But so I feel like you and I kind of, we weren't extremely similar because obviously I was from a total different background and upbringing, but I think we connected on the fact that like your parents were divorced, my parents, well, my born parents were divorced, and your dad lived in Vanier, I also lived in Vanier, and I felt like I could be myself with you because somehow still coming from Brazil, which is a super classist country, I felt that, well, I was super ashamed to live in Vanier, just to be straight up. How did you feel? Did it matter to you?
No, it mattered to me. I was kind of, I think, growing up, like, I mean, like, yeah, I remember being younger and sometimes I would hang out with boys and I didn't want them to drop me off at my house because I didn't want them to see where I lived. So, and I remember this one specific time, I think it was kind of traumatic because I remember like feeling it like all through my body. Like it was like, I made sure I was like, okay, like I want to see this person, but like they can't drop me off here. And I like had to make this whole plan in my head. And it was just like, and I kept being like, why the fuck am I doing this? Like, but then I still did it, you know, but I was like, holy shit, like I went through like this whole detour and like this, I had to like lie to somebody like just so that like to my parents or something, just so that like this person wouldn't come pick me up like at my house, essentially, you know. And it's like thinking back on that, I'm like, whoa, like so much shame and like guilt, and you know, compared to today where I would just be like, this is literally like, I'm super like proud of like talking about the stories, you know. So
it's insane because you and I had that similar experience, and I feel like we never went so deep into our lives, but I think we related so much on a deep level, because these experiences that you're saying you had, I had it all the fucking time. I remember also hanging out with guys and being ashamed of where I live, didn't want
tell them where I live. So I would just be like, oh, I live somewhere like near this place, but didn't want to say exactly where. It's so fucked up. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's crazy because I think back then we just didn't have, I guess we didn't know how to express ourselves in this kind of deep way that we can today. And, you know, I guess we experienced so much, but we couldn't share it. And I don't know. I feel like with you, I just never felt like I was judged by you. And I truly felt like you just accepted me for who I was. And I remember even when they were like trolling me and like saying all of these things, and you just like, I get you. And I was like, okay, perfect. Like, it's you and me against the world.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, but like high school was so fucking hard for me.
Oh my gosh, I know. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely.
How was it for you?
High school. It was all over the place. I felt like a lot of times it was like I think if I compare, like, because people talk to me about their high school experiences and I'm like, holy shit, like, I had a pretty good experience all in all. But I definitely feel like there's a lot of things that like that did happen to me that I never actually realized until like now, just now, like, you know, like with men and with friends, you know, hanging out with certain people that definitely were not like good to be around. But I feel like it all happened. It made me like who I was today, which is someone that, again, like you said, like isn't like judgmental and is like, yeah, like, I guess, yeah, that.
Yeah, just it gives you perspective and also makes you want to be kinder, you know. I feel like the way people treated me in high school and just the way that people would judge and say things and just make people's lives harder for no apparent reason, which I do have to acknowledge that when you're young, you don't know any better and you're just saying things, but you don't really know.
'Cause we weren't like, you know, I'm sure we also like were a part of that at some point or another, you know.
Like, I don't know about that.
In small ways, I would say, like, you know, like,
yeah, gossip, definitely.
We made people's lives. Probably, I mean, yeah, like, maybe not as much. I'm like, okay, maybe not that much, but
no, I know, I understand. I mean, like, we can, you know, today even we can do that to other people without realizing it, but mm-hmm. like, yeah, it was just so, I don't know, for me, I just, every time I think about high school, I just think about not a pleasant experience, and obviously didn't help the fact that I didn't speak the language. And I don't know, just like trying to talk, people making fun of you, not being able to express myself and being this kind of like weirdo. And I don't know, somehow I guess I was too much in a sense as well. And for me, when I think about it, like, there was a few traumatic experiences. But I remember, I don't know if you were in my class when this happened. I think it was 9th grade, but the teacher, it was Monsieur Prou, I think. Not the younger one, the older one, the history teacher. But there was an English text that we were supposed to read in this class. And obviously I didn't speak English. I had just learned French and I was struggling to even speak French. And he was like, okay, it's your turn. You have to speak English and you have to read this. And I refused because I didn't understand. Were you in this class when this happened?
No, I wasn't. No, we weren't in a lot of classes.
I know. But then he was like, oh, you have to read this. And I was like, no, I can't. He's like, you have to read this. And I was like, no. And then I just kept saying that I couldn't read it. And he sent me to the office because I couldn't read this paper in English. And I have such fear of public speaking because I remember in this moment, like, literally the anxiety through my body, like, you wouldn't imagine, of saying I couldn't do something and him forcing me and sending me to the office. And I was just like, I can't do this. Like, This is too much for me. It's so fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, it's just like an example of like, yeah, being in high school, not even just with like people our age, but teachers and stuff. I just think a lot of things were not dealt with properly.
No. What was your most traumatic high school experience, you would say? Do you think about
holy shit. I'm like, my head, like, I think, and I'm like, like, there's like 10, you know? Like, there's like,
oh my god, I can't imagine.
Wow. There's so many. Like, I think one I can think of at the top of my head, I don't know if I guess we can name drop. It's fine. We can name drop.
Yeah, sure. I'm just not gonna be like, there are some people that I'm not gonna give any airtime on this podcast, but yeah, you can name drop for sure.
No, well, it's just, I don't even know if you'll remember that. So there's this, I don't even know like how this happened, or like, I don't know why, but for some reason, like, I don't know if I was threatening to certain people because I was very like nice and small and cute, and people like, and I was just like, you know, maybe I was like a very flirty like person, whatever. But I found like girls just constantly wanted to like try to beat me up or something, you know? Like, there was always like, not always, but for some reason, like once in a while, like I would just get myself in a situation where like a girl would want to beat me up, okay? Shit. And I would always be like, why? What is going on? So I don't know if you remember this one girl, like Sheila. She was like this Haitian girl, really scary. I don't even remember. Yeah. Like,
I think anyways, so. Was she older than us?
Yeah. She was a year older than us.
1 year, yeah.
And I don't even remember what happened. I think, like, maybe I said something, like, and it was very, like, I don't even know. I don't even know, but I can't recall, so I'm not going to say something that didn't happen. But anyway, so she ended up just wanting to beat me up after hearing something that maybe wasn't even true, but... And it was really scary because I was like, this person is actually going to beat me up. Like, if they see me in the streets, like, they are going to beat me up. And I was like, oh, so that was like traumatic because I just felt scared at all times or whatever. But wow. That kind of fizzled out. But that's one of like a couple different times where I was in a situation like that. Like, once with, like, I don't know if you remember when like someone tried to beat me up in the hallway.
Who was
but
this?
But then a couple. Mel.
Oh shit, I think I remember. Yeah. Did you guys become, and Mel was fucking crazy.
Well, that's, and we were friends, and then she thought that I was flirting with her boyfriend, which was like super not true. I was like not into him at all. And then I was like, I knew that day, I just felt this weird energy, like, and I was like, something's gonna happen, something's gonna go down. And then she just, like, showed up at school, saw me, and, like, pinned me to this locker. And for some crazy reason, like, three of my friends were passing me by, like, Isabel and, like, other girls. And they just jumped in. And I left. I ran away because I was so afraid. I did not want to be. I hate it. I hate violence. I hate, like, anything. Like, I didn't even stay for the fight. Like, I ran away because I was so, like, oh, my God. Like, I don't want to be a part of this, you know? So
they start fighting.
Yeah,
that's insane. I didn't know that. Oh my
god, that was great. It was like in grade 11. It was actually a crazy
in
like
grade 11.
Yeah.
Oh my god. No, like I didn't 10, know I this.
In 11, yeah, it was like, it was pretty crazy, honestly. And then after that, I think her kind of like fizzled out. But yeah, so those are like that's like. Yeah, so trauma with, like, girls being, like, catty, for sure. And then also, like, a couple, maybe, like, a couple, it's kind of hard to remember a lot of things in high school, but definitely, like, with men, like, I can't really pinpoint a specific one, but, fuck, guys were just, they would just love to talk shit and to start, like, in, like, drama that was just not needed, and like start rumors and just like just like, ugh,
they would make you feel like you were so little and they were so above you. They would treat you like fucking garbage. That's what I remember from guys in high school.
Yes.
You know what's so, what was so fucking hilarious? Because at school, they would all treat me like shit. Like, oh my God, Raph is this, Raph is that. And then behind, like after yes, school,
I remember
they'd be like,
that.
Do you want to come over and hang out with me? And I was like, fuck you, what the fuck?
Man, I always tell myself that. I'm like, if I knew now what, if I knew then what I know now, like, I would have, like, oh my God, like, I swear it would have been such a different experience for all of us if we were like, if we were in high school now,
this grown up,
like with
yeah.
all these people, like I,
oh my God,
yeah,
I actually would kill to do
definitely
one
a
year.
Weird like energetic like male and female, like in high school the energies there were just fucked, like they were just like, it was just not okay, like
insane.
Because like women were trying to constantly like, they were constantly felt like not enough, or they felt like they constantly needed to be a certain person,
dude.
And we were always thinking about boys, like we were never actually talking about anything else, which like
I know.
You know, my boyfriend tells me now, he's like, you know, why would like a 16-year-old girl want a boyfriend and tell her, I love you so much, I want to be with you forever, like you're literally still a child, like we shouldn't have even been like, we should have been like going to fucking climate marches and having fun in the streets and just like, you know, but we were like so engulfed with like things that didn't actually matter, like, you know.
But I think that's the experience of many. It wasn't just like solely our experience.
Yeah.
But
oh
the feeling of not being good enough was so prominent. And I don't know if you also remember this, because obviously like your experiences I don't remember, you know, so it's cool that we're talking about it, but I don't know if you remember this day when I went to high school without makeup and Nick was saying how I was so ugly without makeup and da na 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 na. And the thing is
that
do you remember this? And I remember, I think it was crazy because here I am trying to overcome this insecurity that I have. So I'm like, okay, I feel ugly without makeup, so I want to do something to prove to myself that I can do this and I am beautiful and blah, blah, blah. And I go to school and he's literally saying, like, my biggest insecurity at the time, which was that I was not good looking without makeup, and I was just like, whatever, you know, but still, like props to me because I still didn't believe that. Little by little, I was wearing less and less and less makeup, and I still was able to move on from that, but like how fucked up that is.
Yeah, no, that's,
you know, I don't know if you felt this pressure to also be, I don't know if to be popular, but I don't know if you also were trying or felt like it was important, because for me also there was this part of me that was seeking to be popular, let's say. But then it was so funny because I was talking with Tali and she was like, you were one of the most popular girls. And I was like, what? I'm like, no, I can't remember that being the case at all. And then she was like, yeah, that's how I perceived you. And I was like, so weird, because we never see ourselves.
Yeah. I think by the end of it, I would say like, yeah, like we were like by the end of it, grade 12, like I would say you were definitely like popular, and like we all hung out from like grade 9 to 12. I feel like for me though, I was very much like, I mean, I already felt popular, but not in the way that like certain people wanted to be popular. Like I just, for me, like I just wanted to be friends with everybody, like not just like a specific like crew. So I was very much like what people would maybe call like a floater. Like I loved like to just like know everybody, not even just in our grade, like different grades. And so I feel like we maybe had a different like stance on that, because I feel like even at some points in high school, like I knew that you were trying to like get to a certain like hierarchy, and like I could see it, and I was just not, like, I wasn't on that same, like, wavelength, you know?
Wow, but for me it was like super unconscious. It's not like I was like, okay, it was like it was in the unconscious mind, you know what I mean? But also because I was in a mode of survival, I felt that because for me, I felt like I was already starting like so many steps behind, not being from there, not speaking the language correctly. And for me, it was like, okay, if I'm going to survive this experience, I need to be liked by most people. So it for me, it was like, how do I make this happen, you know? But I think by 12th grade, I was just like, I literally could not give a fuck about this. And I was also doing my own thing, you know, I was barely hanging out with people at school. I was like hanging out with people from other schools. And I was just like, done. Basically done with our high school, but obviously we still had a really good group of friends. And I did the drama class, and then I had those friends who are a little bit more nerdy. And also Michelle, she was, you know, she was also like not in the, let's say, like the popular cool group, whatever, but like her and I became best friends. So I kind of like I had to go through that experience, I guess, to figure out that that wasn't going to be what was going to serve me, even though I thought it was. But I had to just really let that go and be like, okay, just be yourself. If people don't like you, it doesn't matter. Who cares? You don't have to be for everyone. And it was like a slow, you know, like a slow turnaround and just like a better understanding of what I was actually seeking.
Yes. But yeah. But I feel like this is another chapter we can enter now. But I feel like after high school, there was a whole new chapter of seeking validation.
Oh my God. I think that like, was like the main working chapter. At Moxie's,
like, yeah.
Yes. That was extremely. But the thing is that like I know like there it was so much of that for me, you know. Even like I just did a podcast about seeking validation like 2 weeks ago, you know. Like I think I've had this inside of me because there was such a feeling of not feeling seen my whole life. And I was talking about how like this whole time I've been seeking outside validation, but what I actually need is to validate myself for everything that I've accomplished and everything that I am today, you know. And the thing is that back then I had no self-awareness. I literally had no self-awareness. I just, and the thing is that even working at Moxie's, it was so, such a hard experience for me. Like I can't even tell you how shitty they treated me. I think I told you in the time, no? Like, they were like always making fun of me, telling me that I needed to stop eat brownies because I was gonna gain weight and I was not gonna look cute in their uniforms. Like it was fucking traumatic. No, and then you know that was their culture, you know? Yeah. But somehow, yeah, somehow like I was kind of caught up in this life, in this experience. But I knew, and that's when, remember that time when I was like, okay, because I realized nothing was making me happy. And then I told you, I was like, I'm gonna spend literally all this time alone. And I just like started being alone. And then you were like, what? Like, I can't believe that you want to do stuff alone. Like, I don't want to be alone. I want to hang out with my friends. And then I was like, I don't care what you want to do. I'm gonna be alone. And that's when literally everything started changing for me. What was the book that we read? Was it?
Fuck It Therapy.
Was it Fuck It Therapy?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the one.
That was the book that kind of like started our
change. The catalyst.
The catalyst of our change. Okay, maybe we can like link it up because.
Yeah, you should. You should. That's it. That was the first, like, I didn't even know what the self-help. Like, first of all, like, my parents don't read books, and I never really went, like, book shopping. And so, you know, I go to Chapters one day, and I'm, like, in this section, and I'm, like, the fuck, like, what are these books? I'm, like, what is this? And I start, like, flipping through the pages, and I'm, like, this sounds kind of interesting. And so, like, I found this book, and it says, like, Fuck It Therapy, and it's essentially just, like, telling you to just do whatever the fuck you want, whatever the fuck you want, and fuck it, you know? So, like, So, like, yeah, I guess I bought the book, and then, yeah, it was.
And then you're like, you have to read this, you have to read this. And I started reading it. And then I was just like, honestly, like, that was like the catalyst of my change. And then also, like, we were always wanting to travel together, you know. So first we went to Brazil. And then I remember when we went to Brazil, which was a wild. Oh my God. That was 10 years ago. What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You were there insane. Right now 10 years ago. It's pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
No, that's actually that's
crazy.
I thought about that the other day. I was like, man, when I'm going to be like 10, because it doesn't even feel, I mean, it does feel like a long time ago, but you know, like it doesn't feel like 10 years ago. Or like, I'm like, whoa, like I just lived like 10 years of my life. Like think about when you're born to 10, like I did that already with you since I've been with you to Brazil. Like, it's kind of crazy to think about that.
Can you believe that, like, 10 years from now we're gonna be 40?
I thought about that too, and I was like, shit, I should probably have a baby soon. Like, god damn it,
time is flying so much. Oh my god. But that's so crazy. We went to Brazil, we were like staying Copacabana, we were there for like a month, and we ended up meeting our friend Tiago and just did a bunch of stuff with him, which was so cool because he was a local and he just took us to Ilha Grande and to the samba school. So
oh my god, I forgot about the samba school. Oh my god, that was so fun.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and I think like, because that was my first trip ever. Like, I didn't even, like, you were just like, hey, I'm going to Brazil. You should, like, just come. And like, you were so good at convincing me to do things. It was like, it almost like irks me to this day. I'm still a bit like, oh, like, fuck, man, the shit that like I did with you and that I did for you. Like, I'm just like, so I guess I was like, okay, but I was super stoked to go to Brazil. So I was like, yeah, okay. And you know, I started telling people I was going, and they were like, what? Like, you're like, what are you doing? Like, that's crazy. And I was like, I didn't really think about it much. I was just like, I'm just gonna go. Like, I don't know. Like, whatever happens, happens. And at that point, we were working at like my first ever serving job, and then you got me a job there at La Vague, like the shisha bar. So you and I worked there together, and you were both saving money to go on this trip. And so,
oh my god,
yeah. And then so we were making so much money. So like, we were just totally okay with like
balling.
Yeah, I didn't go. So then, yeah, we went on this trip. And I think when I went there, like, I didn't even know what traveling, let alone was, or just, yeah, traveling. And then also traveling with your friends. I was still like 18 at the time. Like, it was just surreal to me. And then so we get there, and then you start talking to me about, while we're in Brazil, you start talking to me about like, okay, so like, I went to a hostel and I met this guy, and he's like, you were like, and like, we need to go to Tomorrowland. You're like, we need to go. We're going. Like, and then I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I don't even. And then at that point still, you know, I had gone there with like a big suitcase. Like, I didn't even know what backpacking was. Like, I thought being a backpacker was like, literally, like, I could never do that. I was like, I'm never going to do that. That sounds like the craziest thing in the world. Like, the people who do that are like in magazines and shit. Like, I'm not gonna do that, you know. And so, like, to me, that thought of like backpacking Europe was like the most like untouchable thing in the world, you know. But then, like, slowly as time kept passing by, and then we kind of started like talking about it and meeting people that had already done it, and then we were like, okay, I guess like we're going to backpack Europe, and that's what we did like the next summer.
I just want to take a quick pause because you mentioned something, and also like, I feel a little bit sorry because I did kind of like force you or drag you to these places. But do you think at the end of it all, it was a good experience for you to like come and join me on these wild rides?
Well, yeah, for sure. Because for
most
think,
of
like,
it, let's say, but maybe think, some like, parts of it.
No, I think like, the whole like the traveling and like the moving around, like it ended up being like mine too. It was always ours and ours separately and ours together. I think like maybe like there are like certain things where like because I'm a very like I'm a huge like people pleaser, and I like I'm especially when I was younger, like I never really thought like for myself, like that's just not even something that like I was taught how to do.
For sure.
Because I never wanted to be at home, so I was always trying to make relationships with people and trying to just like be with people, and so I was never with myself, so I never actually thought for myself ever. So I think maybe like there was no regrets. I think like what I think back at is like there were times where I could have maybe thought more for myself, but that has nothing to do necessarily with you, you know, like that's like my own journey in a sense.
For sure. No, I can totally understand that, and it totally makes sense to me as well, you know, like we were also basically one person at some point, you know, we literally did everything together, we always travel, but I think so Brazil opened, was kind of
shared a bank account together.
I know. It's fucked. Like I've done that twice now, and like everybody,
she's like, "What the fuck?" She like gets a mail, and it says your name and my name on it. And she's like, "What is this?
Are you guys married?" I know, it's so insane. Only us, but the thing is that I think somehow. Obviously, it was good for the both of us, and Brazil was amazing. And also, I never thought about backpacking Europe. Like, that had never crossed my mind until I had met this guy from Belgium that had gone to Tomorrowland, that was traveling the world. And I was like, what? You can travel the world? And I was like, okay, I want to do that as well. And I talk about this in the podcast, how somebody can expand your mind. It's an expander, like in the Lacey's work, to be magnetic. They talk about how if you don't know something's possible, then you have to sometimes expand yourself to that possibility. I never knew that traveling the world was possible, you know? So when we met people who had done it, then I was like, okay, you can travel the world. Okay, let's fucking do it. And also part of it wasn't only because I wanted to see the world, but it was also because I wanted to set myself free. And I remember when I watched the videos of Tomorrowland, I remember literally thinking, when I go to this festival, I'm literally going to set myself free. I remember thinking, like, that is going to be the place where I'm going to find my freedom. And I watched the videos on repeat, like, just on repeat right before we went. Yeah. And fair enough, it was. Oh my god, that was
it was definitely yeah the feelings insane. Like I think going there at like such a young age, like where like, you know, our minds are still like sponges, like, you know, and we were just like there and we were just like, what the fuck, like, is this, like, that we're feeling, like, this is just it, like, this is, like, literally, like, life, like, breathing into me, like, it was just, it was super overwhelming, but so, like, amazing.
I don't even know what to, like, how to explain it and how we got to the moment, because, like, I remember,
when we had like this crazy possibly like
brain,
you know, yeah, I mean we were up pretty late that night, so things were kind of, lots of magical things were going on, but like just like we were literally like felt like we were connected, and like we were like,
or how brains. Are
we gonna explain, we were looking at each other and we're like, how are we, and then you're like, how are we gonna explain, like, and like, yeah, how are we gonna like explain to everyone like what this is, like, how, and then we started crying of sadness, because, like, we didn't know how we were going to explain to people, and we really wanted to, and then we started, like, laughing, because we were,
this is the best feeling ever.
Yeah, exactly. It was just so crazy.
It was so crazy. No, that was, like, I think that was the moment that my life changed, in the sense that, in that moment, I remember you and I both saying, there's more to life. Like, we knew, we were like, okay, there's more to life. Life is not just what we think it is. Like, there is something spiritual about it. And
yeah.
I think what was so messed up about that moment of you and I is that It was like our brains were connected. Everything that you were thinking, I was thinking. What you'd say, I would say it afterwards. And we were just like in this brain synchronicity that I fear, like I've heard people talk about when they go to India, they have a similar experience like this. But we were like literally like synchronized mentally. And it was so overwhelming and powerful. And we were crying. I think we were mostly crying of joy because we were like, Oh my god, it's the best feeling ever.
And then like I remember Kat, so like our friend who like came traveling with us, she was like, she literally thought that we were going crazy. Like she's like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? Like, and we just like we couldn't explain.
We're like, sorry for another time.
Yeah, we were like, Not the time. Like, yeah.
Oh my god, so bad. Yeah, but Europe, when we came to Europe for 2 months, that was amazing. I remember finally feeling like I could be myself and nobody was going to judge me. And we were just, I don't know, we took so many risks. Like, we would go to places, not have a place to stay, and just count on the universe to help us out. And then an angel would come and offer us a place to stay. It was so magical, that experience. I don't know, how was it for you?
Yeah, it was definitely like some like the top, one of the top things I think, like I'm just so grateful that I was able to experience that, because I think like had I not, like I don't even know like who I would be right now.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even think about that. It's just like, whoa.
Literally. No.
Like, that shaped, like, that shaped the next few years of our lives, you know? Well, the next, where even where we are now, but because I guess after we went to Europe, then we decided that we decided that when we got home, we were like, well, basically, fuck, we got this home and we were like, wait, like, people actually, like, live like this? Like, we were just like, we're not ready for this. Like, this is not what we, like, signed up for. And so I didn't go back to school because I just wanted to keep making money and, like, traveling, essentially. And so I was like, I don't want to go to school. And I remember you going back to school and just, like, I guess, like, feeling super fucking depressed.
I was so fucking depressed. It was fucked. Like, that was like one of the worst times ever, because you come back on such a high. Like, you've just experienced this euphoria of a lifetime and you come back to this, not like, just this
mundane. Mundane. Like, kind of like very like neutral, kind of like, I mean, like, not to mention like we were fucking high on life for 2 months, so like, you know, we came back and we were just like, okay,
this,
like,
is not
what's going on here, you know? And so,
no, it's so crazy. You know what I was just thinking about? Like, we've worked together so many times at this shisha bar, and then we worked together at the restaurant where they sold craft beer.
Yeah, in Orleans.
In Orleans. And what was the other one you just said?
And then, well, no, so yeah, Cornerstone, that's where Corner Bar and Grill, that's where we worked together. And then we also worked together in Australia.
Yeah, that was like my first job. Also, can we just talk about how you fucking got all those jobs and I didn't get any jobs, and then you'd always be like, here, get this job that I have for you, and I would just get this fucking job that you would have. Like,
you got me the job at the shisha bar, though. I'll give you credits for that one.
Okay.
That was my first
job,
so.
Oh my god, no way, really? Okay, yeah, I feel happier now because I was like, I'm such a failure.
Yeah. No, you're good, you're good.
Okay.
Okay, guys, so that was part one. Next week, I'll come back for part two, where we dive deep into other topics and other traveling experiences and other things that we've done and things that we have learned along the way. I hope you guys have a beautiful weekend. Goodbye.